This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group station in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, thank you, too, for the job you're doing keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, and we're throwing in the candlestick makers, too, the maintenance janitorial workers, the security, and all those great people that work construction jobs at night, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo also to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. And now we're joined by our first guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, unless you're PG&E in California, and we'll get into that one, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, let's go with the Pledge of Allegiance. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, ladies and gentlemen, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. But remember one thing, folks, we are all Americans first. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, God only knows what's going on in this country right now. The more we find out about what went on with the Department of Justice and the FBI, the more I'm going to use the word coup. We had a coup by the Department of Justice and a few key members of the FBI, including James Comey, where they actually tried to remove a president from office. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong, Captain. I think we're starting to see the evidence mount up. I think we're seeing the intentions, it would seem, of some of these even now former DOJ members, FBI agents, and the things that they were trying to do given their position, because they didn't like that President Trump became President of the United States, it would appear.
Well, that's what it appears, and there's just so much going on. By the way, who's going to investigate the investigators?
That's a really good question, Captain.
About time, isn't it?
It is about time. Now, of course, we've seen the special counsel be appointed in the so-called Russia collusion investigation.
Which there is none.
Which there is none. And what was that based on, too? Primarily based on this ridiculous dossier.
Which was debunked.
Which was debunked. So now we've got a special counsel. This is running its course. It's going to take a lot longer, I think, than people think even at this point. But even so, it's there. It's in place. But you're right. Who investigates the investigators? And in this case, Captain, there certainly seems to be the need for a special counsel. I know a lot of folks are opposed to the idea, even as special counsels, but if we ever needed one, this seems to be it, because what seems to be running rampant among these elite members of the DOJ against a sitting president is unconscionable and absolutely needs to come to light.
Well, we heard yesterday from a couple of the president's evangelical advisors, and as the president heads into the second half of his first term, he's facing some really strong, and I mean strong, headwinds as Democrats now control the House and threaten to stall his agenda. And we all know they're going to do that. So the president is going to be forced to play a Barack Obama game with with them, and that is to rule by executive order or executive action, which, you remember, the difference between an executive action and an executive order is an executive action can only be overturned by the next president.
Right.
So, therefore, he can do what Obama did. And Obama had a whole bunch of executive actions, which is how he got things done and bypassed the Republican Congress.
Well, right. I remember President Obama talking about how he had a pen and a phone.
Yep.
But ultimately, I think even the American people really want to see the government actually work.
Right.
And work towards a common goal. They understand that there are differences, and that's one of the reasons why they elect people in different parties in many cases. But this is one of those times, Captain, where the resistance, so-called, you know, the hashtag resistance on the left is absolutely driving everything into the ground, paralyzing the nation, causing our national security to suffer untold problems as a result of their not wanting to do something that I think a lot of people want, and that is not just nebulous border security with technology, but actually be effective.
Now, something else before we go to break here that I want to mention is there's a group of 70 legislators, mostly congressmen. One of them is Congressman Dan Crenshaw, the one with the highly decorated veteran that's just missing an eye. Remember him?
Right. Oh, yes.
And there are more than 70 lawmakers that are giving up their salary during the shutdown. They are not, I repeat, they are not collecting their salary. And I think that should be the way that it all should be handled, that until these people in Congress, whether they're a congressman or woman or a senator, they should not get a dime of their salary until the government goes back into session. Because after all, what are they doing?
Well, right. Well,
besides going to Puerto Rico for the Democrats.
That's right.
And I got plenty to say about that because I got more stuff I found out yesterday. But go ahead.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say yes. Will they come in for a few days and then head back out again? And while all these other some 800,000 federal workers are suffering without a paycheck, and that's right.
And by the way, who paid for the Democrats' trip to Puerto Rico?
Lobbyists. Paid for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they were still on the government dole as they were going there. By the way, none of those guys gave up their salary. And when we come back, folks, and we're fixing to come back, here comes the music in my ear. When we come back, we're going to talk about that trip. And by the way, did you notice the bevy of beauties that were around there? Hey, hey, hey. They were having some fun. And I'm telling you, a lot of them weren't with their wives. Think about that for a minute because the pictures prove it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our buddy Frank Salvato. You hear him on Mondays and Fridays. And by the way, today's the day, Tuesday, where you can have lunch with the captain right here in the Tampa Bay area. And if you want to drive over from Orlando or drive down from Ocala or drive up from Sarasota or wherever you're at, we would like to see you. More than happy to have you come by the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, just on the north end of the airport runway off the Veterans Expressway on Waters Avenue. It just between the first and second light. And Mission Barbecues, where Americans' first responders, firefighters, military, and police all share in a wall of honor. That's where Mission Barbecue honors all of Americans' heroes with memorabilia and different things that are there. And every day at 12 noon, they play the national anthem for those people that are present. So stop by, try their great food, bring a friend along, and enjoy the experience that you'll have. We'll be there today, Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, where they honor all of America's heroes. And by the way, all veterans, wear your military garb when you come in there, a hat or a shirt or something like that, because you will get a free dessert of your choice from Mission Barbecue, and they've got some great food there. And Kyle Warren, if you were here, I would buy you lunch.
Well, thank you, Captain. I'll take you up on that one day real soon. Absolutely.
Well, I hope when you leave California, which you're going to have to shortly, that you'll bring the flag with you, because let me tell you something, and we'll get into this right now. I'm not going to put this off anymore. PG&E, which is the Pacific Gas and Electric, the big utility in California, has just filed for bankruptcy.
That's exactly right. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. What they've got, Captain, is they've got all these liabilities.
from the wildfires that happened both in 2017 and recently in 2018. In this last round of wildfires, some 86 people died, and they've got about $30 billion in liabilities that they could be facing. So, yes, they are definitely declaring bankruptcy. One of the things we've heard about, too, is that they may want to raise the electricity rates even higher here in California.
Good luck.
Pay for all this stuff. That's right, because, for example, you know, we're paying much more than the U.S. pays on average for the kilowatt hour. The U.S. average is about 10 cents, and California's average rate is 16 cents per kilowatt hour. And I just don't know that they can keep going to the well on something like that.
Well, if they do, you can go to the well once too often. It's going to dry up, and then what do? You got no power, and who's going to take over? The government? Then you really got a problem.
Exactly. And also, their stock took a big, big hit.
Well, their stock should be worth just about nothing right now. If they're going into bankruptcy, forget about the stock. You got stock in PG&E, and they go bankrupt, you better start selling it right now. You talk about on the way down, it's not in the toilet yet, but it will be.
Right, exactly. So I think they even got listed as junk, I think, at some point during this whole thing.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a big deal. And of course, there are some investigations going on right now, of course, of what might have started. For example, the Camp Fire, which was the big fire in the last go-around of fires in California. And if it does track back to the electrical utility, that's going to be really, really big. They're dealing with hundreds of lawsuits already.
And let's talk about a couple of things now that we'll be watching in D.C. The Attorney General designate, Mr. Barr, sent a memo on the Mueller probe to Trump's lawyers, and of course they're balking about that because he doesn't particularly care for what he sees going on, and he believes that the Mueller investigation may have overstepped its bounds. So of course the Democrats are going, well, you gotta recuse yourself. Hell no, get in there and mix it up with them. That's my suggestion to him right away. But here's the deal: they are promising to make it just as rough for Mr. Barr as they did for Judge Kavanaugh.
That's right. Well, of course.
That's just what we don't need, but here we go again.
Well, here we go again, and William Barr is...
And that's Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and that bunch, and Dianne Feinstein, who, by the way, I think it's time for her to retire along with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Well, right. Well, you know, Captain, what we're witnessing, and I think this is really important, it's we're witnessing the all-out total war coming from the Democrats, coming from the left, the party elite, as it were. There is going to be no area where they're going to willingly give ground.
Now, I'm glad you just mentioned that, because a funny thing has happened to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the other Democrats on their way to opposing President Trump's border wall. They've forgotten their own past history. Now, I'll explain. Time and time again, Democrats have voted to fund border security, correct?
Oh, yes.
And just a few weeks ago, they all agreed to spend nearly $2 billion towards construction of a very physical barrier that President Trump had repeatedly called for, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But now Pelosi calls the wall, and that's what she calls it, an immorality. And that is the least effective way to protect the border, according to her. And according to all the people that are experts on the border, they say that is the most effective way to protect the border. And she, along with Schumer, have drawn a line in the sand by saying that she'll oppose any funding for anything to do with a wall. But I got a question for them. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If a physical barrier at our southern border is such an immorality, do they want to tear down the hundreds of miles of border fencing that already exists along the U.S.-Mexican border and just let these people walk across the border? What do you think?
Well, that would be the only thing that would be consistent with what their current position is, one would think. You know, if walls are immoral, and we have a wall in essentially in different areas along the southern border, well, then that's right. They, in order to be consistent, for them to be morally consistent, they would have to be calling for the immediate destruction of that barrier.
Now, the other thing is, look at their own homes. Look at where these people live. Take a look at their homes, because guess what? They've all got walls around them.
Isn't that something? I mean,
all of them, not just a few, every single one of them.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. You can see that. I can see that. So many people across the country can see that. But yet, for some odd reason, and of course, I think Schumer and Pelosi even understand that. But for some reason, you know, whatever that, I wanted to call it a hostage video that they made after the president spoke the other night. You know, it's like, who can look into the camera and say the things that they were saying and believe that they were going to be taken seriously about the ideas that walls don't work and they're immoral and all these other kinds of things, when exactly what you've just pointed out, they live their life, obviously, with security behind walls and so forth, and they wouldn't dream, Captain, of ever getting rid of those kinds of things.
And now we got to talk about something on the other side of the aisle regarding Congressman Stephen King, Republican from Iowa. He really stepped into it. He really made a serious mistake in judgment by using terms about white supremacy and whatnot, referring to the United States of America, and he's got himself in a real hot water, a bowl of hot water. And here's the deal. He was stripped of all his committee assignments by House GOP leaders on Monday in the wake of his racially fueled remarks. I get it. I understand it. Now, the Democrats want to censure him. And that means that for the rest of this session of Congress, which lasts until the end of the year and into December, you know, until the end of December, he will not even be able to do anything other than cast a vote, yay or nay, on whatever it is they're voting on and not say one word on the floor publicly to anybody.
Well, that's right, and I think you're right, Captain. I think he really made a serious mistake here, and certainly even Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, of course, has weighed in.
Well, Mitt Romney went as far as to call for his Stephen King to resign immediately.
Well,
Mitt Romney.
Exactly, and so what was said, of course, I honestly don't know how you somebody could explain it or this kind of thing. It seems to be very, very just extremely volatile what he said, and it's been rejected wholeheartedly by the leaders of the party, so we're going to wait and see what happens. I don't know that there will be a censure per se, as the Democrats are calling for. He may get some other kind of a reprimand or this kind of thing, but honestly, this is just unbelievable that he would say such a thing.
Now, we need to talk about the border again in this respect. The Pentagon has now agreed to an extended role on the U.S.-Mexican border. What do you know about that?
Well, obviously, I think that we're looking at, the issue is long-term. Now, of course, we've heard the idea that it's a manufactured crisis, et cetera, et cetera. But in terms of the logistical support and help to the Border Patrol and the Border Patrol officers who are already spread thin, it would seem that that would be an ongoing issue until we had some other kind of practical thing in place, like a barrier.
Well, here's what the order reads. At the request of the Department of Homeland Security, the Pentagon agreed to provide additional personnel to operate security cameras and to lay about 150 miles of concertina wire between official ports of entry. The military also will continue to fly aircraft in support of customs and border protection personnel. Hold that thought, folks. Kyle will be right back with me, and we'll explain a little bit more about the DOD hardening their position along the border. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As you all know, there's currently a tremendous humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. It's tremendous. It's been there for years. It's been there for
decades.
President Trump staying on point about border security and the need for the wall as he speaks at the 100th annual meeting at the American Farm Bureau Federation in New Orleans. He takes aim at the mainstream media and fake news.
But because of what we're doing and because of how well our country is doing, and please sit down, please. I'm just looking. And then the media, the fake news, they'll say, he got no standing ovations. You know why? Because everybody stayed standing. Where do you see that? It's true. Oh, they'll do it. They'll figure something out. That's true. That's true. That's true. They can figure it out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, anybody that lives in the South that deals with a lot of humidity knows about mold and knows about what mold can do to your physical well-being. It can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. Don't put your family at risk. Now, I bought an older home back in 2010, fixed it up, got it looking nice and this, that, and the other. And when I moved into the place, before I started remodeling it, it had issues with mold. And I used these people, and it worked, and they worked, and that's why I'm telling you about them right now. DR Mold Solutions. Now, they will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. And they've got an EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office. All you got to do is give them a call at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. That's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622, and ask them about their New Year's special. Tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, anywhere in the state of Florida, they will come to you. DR Mold Solutions. We kill mold. Well, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. A little bit more research, Kyle, on the situation down on the border. Now, the DOD is transitioning its support at the southwestern border from hardening points of entry to mobile surveillance and detection, as well as concertina wire emplacement between ports of entry. Now, 150 miles of concertina wire between ports of entry tells me they're going to do it in Arizona.
I think that's most likely. Yeah, we don't have anything concrete on that, but I agree with your assessment on that.
Well, just going from Nogales across to Yuma on the border, that's 150 miles.
Yep.
So
exactly, yeah.
So that's the
the first thing that came to mind, having driven that area of the border numbers of time. And troops, by the way, last fall, did put down 70 miles of concertina wire. They did it in parts of California, parts of Texas, and where they did it, pretty much what was going on the other side of the border stopped.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
And an official familiar with the agreement with the Pentagon has not yet determined how many additional active duty troops will be required to carry out the additional work. As you know, 2,350 active duty troops started out to begin with. They were supposed to be done by December the 15th. That was extended to January 31st. And now the DHS has submitted a new request for help until December 27th of this year.
Well, right, and initially there was about 5,900 troops deployed, and that may they may go below that a little bit during this other operation as they extend it. But of course, Captain, all this comes amidst the news that there's another migrant caravan that's
and by the way, they weren't just organizing; they started moving out yesterday. That's what we've heard now.
That's exactly right, and of course that concertina wire is something that seemed to heavily reinforce, especially the border fence down in Tijuana, just south of where I am, near San Diego, with San Diego, the border there with the California and Mexico. So obviously this is going to be some important work that's being done, but hopefully it will dissuade the caravans from trying to rush to the border or this kind of thing. There are going to be people who are going to be asking for asylum, obviously, but we can't keep seeing repeats of these episodes where the border is rushed, rocks are thrown at the Border Patrol, you know, hitting them, injuring them, and then they have to bring out the tear gas, that kind of thing. That's not good for anybody.
Now, by the way, as of yesterday, another name is probably being added to the presidential mix on the Democratic side. Do you know who it is?
Who's that?
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York.
Very interesting. Yes, I think I saw a headline about that. Yeah, that is very, very interesting. Now, of course, it's going to be a crowded. It's going to be a crowded.
You want to know how crowded?
Well, there's hundreds, I think. So.
More than 100, but here's what the deal is. There's over 440 that have actually filed papers to either create exploratory committees or actually announce their declaration that they are running for president. Over 440 people in both the Republican, the Democratic, Libertarian, and Independent groups across the country. Now, that includes one person, one party. But here's the other thing. Democrats now are up to 164 either candidates or people that have announced exploratory committees, 164.
Well, I think a lot of Democrats probably think that, you know, this, you know, could be a pretty good time to try to go and take their chance to run for president. But I just think that they're, for lack of a better term, and maybe ironically, they'll run into a Trump wall, basically. Trump is sitting there he's not worried that, oh my goodness, someone's going to run for president against me.
Well, there's a bunch of Republicans that have announced either exploratory committees or they've already got their paperwork filed, 63 of them.
Well, exactly, and I think that's going to be I think Trump will certainly deal with them as well if he has to, because we've seen them in action before, but it's going to be hard, Captain, to go out and try to say, look, you know, Trumpism is working, the economy is working, things are getting better, but I'm going to do this better than Donald Trump's doing it, and then that simply is going to cause a lot of party disunity. That's not the way to win the next presidential election.
Now, there's a report that the United States and North Korea are going to hold talks this week about the standoff over the nukes. What are you hearing?
Well, we know that North Korean leader Kim met with Xi Jinping again in China, and that seemed to be one of the events that would certainly be able to lead to another Trump-Kim summit, basically. So there could be some good things in the offing in that if President Trump can get back to those kinds of discussions, because it seems that he would be the one driving it forward to actually close the deal, as it were.
Now, I heard something a week or so ago about how Ivanka Trump was going to be a candidate to be the president of the World Bank, and that would be quite a position for her based at, on the fact that I don't think that she's really got the experience to do it. And we found out yesterday that that absolutely positively is not true. She has no intention of going anywhere other than doing what she's doing for the president in the White House.
Yeah, that's exactly what I...
So, fake news.
More fake news, exactly, yeah, and I don't know why she would necessarily go and try to do that at this point, as you mentioned, but you're right, I think she's going to stay where she is. She may have political aspirations in the future. That's, I think, a very distinct possibility, but what we heard about the world, about the bank thing, that's not right.
By the way, for our new friends that are listening to us in Texas and San Antonio and Houston, here's a story for you guys. Texas officials are so frustrated over the Democratic opposition to the wall or the barrier, they said, if the Dems mess with us, we'll build our own border wall along the entire Mexican border with Texas.
Well, you know, I wouldn't put it past Texas to do that.
Don't mess with Texas.
That's right. Don't mess with Texas. And, you know, that could be a very, very interesting thing to see happen. But what it shows, Captain, is it shows that this is a real serious issue. This isn't something that it really has been minimized so terribly by the party elite, for the Democrats, for the left, for the far left in this country, trying to make it look as if you're concerned, really concerned about actual border security, you're some kind of fanatical something or other. But these are real people who have real problems when the border is open like this.
Now, Bernie Sanders, who's got enough problems of his own, I'm not so sure he's going to be running for president again, because he's now meeting with staffers who have alleged harassment by male supervisors of the Sanders campaign.
Well, that's right. That's something that definitely would dog him. It sort of feels, Captain, that, you know, I know that Bernie Sanders may be popular at this point, but it seems like his season sort of passed. He had great momentum back in 2016, and he was pretty much shut down by the Hillary Clinton people, their stranglehold on the DNC, and we may never know what Sanders might have done. But I don't know that he would get lightning in the bottle the second time around, even without these allegations dogging his campaign.
Now, you know who Governor John Kasich is, right? The former governor of Ohio?
Of Ohio, that's right.
He is about ready to announce the fact that he's joining the staff of either CNN or MSNBC, one or the other.
Not surprised. not surprised.
He's also not counted out the bid for another bid for the presidency either.
Well, that's exactly right. And so,
but he would fit in perfect in MSNBC. Perfect.
Well, you know, his whole thing, and, you know, as governor, he didn't even go to the convention in his own state for
no,
the Republican
he
Party.
Protested it because of Donald Trump.
Because of Donald Trump. So his whole tack is going to be, you know, I can make better deals, or I can do this, and I'm going to talk to people, and et cetera, et cetera. That's what I would predict his whole.
He made such a great deal that they lost that auto plant there outside Cleveland.
Right. You're absolutely right about that.
All right. Well, got to let you go. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. He'll be back tomorrow night. Coming up, our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got more snow out there. And, oh, by the way, Kansas City, you're listening in tonight. Guess what? They'll be playing in the snow come Sunday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America. Third watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I got Obama Paul.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit, run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are first in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
All right. righty, and that's Don Newen on the highway with a pedal to the metal, getting it on down there from Carrollton, Georgia way. I don't know if he's coming down here or going out west or where he's going, but that sure sounded like Don Newen to me. All righty, well, here we go. This is our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, weather and highway conditions as of the moment right now out there across the country, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, a series of Pacific storm systems will bring several rounds of heavy rainfall, mountain snows, strong winds, and burn scar flooding, especially in California. However, some of that, the first wave, is moving out of California right now. It's following across I-70, if you will, and I-40 in between those areas, Colorado, Utah, up on I-80, as well as in Nevada, and up over the top of I-80 out of Reno tonight, where we have some snow. Now, so far, that will bring a significant winter storm. Another round will bring a significant winter storm that will cause heavy snow, ice, and hazardous travel all the way from the Sierra Nevadas, move out into the plains, from the Midwest to the Middle Atlantic and Northeast later this week into the weekend. Now, that means that Kansas City and the Chiefs on Sunday will once again be playing in the snow, and probably a snowstorm. And it looks like about 6 to 10 inches as it figures out to be right now. So let's take a look at the weather. I'll start out in Florida. I'll go up the East Coast. I-75 all the way to the Georgia line. I-95 to the Georgia line. Alligator Alley and I-4 all looking good tonight. Might be some areas of patchy fog earlier in the morning, around 4 o'clock, maybe to 9 o'clock, but nothing to be totally concerned about. It's going to be a bad day. It's just going to be cool. And, yeah, it's cool. Now, going up I-95. All the way to Maine, I don't see anything to bother you at all. Might be some winds along the coastline in Massachusetts, up north to Boston towards New Hampshire, but that's about it. Otherwise, everything will be fine. Now, coming across towards the Mississippi River, so far on I-90, on I-80, I-64, I-70, I-40, you are looking good. I-22. I-20 all the way into Texas looks good tonight. I-30 looks good tonight. I-40 looks good until you get out into Arizona. Now, let's go up a little bit into Michigan. The up above I-90 on the western part of Michigan, the snow along the top part of Michigan. Then we've got windy conditions. Might be some lake effect snow mixed into there because it is snowing on the eastern side of Wisconsin right now. And the southern side of Wisconsin looks like Madison. You're getting snow all the way across to Milwaukee. It's not a lot of snow, a couple of inches, 3 inches or thereabouts. Northern Illinois, same thing. Iowa, same thing. Southeastern corner of Minnesota, same thing. 2 to 3 inches, maybe 4 at the most. And fog, lots of it in Missouri, the western part of Missouri. Out in Nebraska, halfway across the state, you've got fog tonight. Kansas, you got fog almost all the way across Kansas tonight. And up in the western part of Minnesota, west of the Twin Cities, you got fog all the way to the North Dakota line. You've got fog all the way up to the Canadian line from Fargo, straight north, up 29. And then halfway across the state on I-94 tonight, you've got fog there as well, and in the northern part of South Dakota. Now, let's go all the way out I-90 into Washington State. You'll have fog from Coeur d'Alene all the way towards Snoqualmie and then drop out of it down into Seattle. You've got fog in the mountainous areas, the central areas and valleys of Wisconsin, of Washington State tonight, as well as the north central part of Oregon. You've also got some unsettled weather conditions for what could be a rain or snow or ice mix in the southern mountains of Oregon. And in California now, California, northern part of California, you've got snow all the way across to Reno. You've got snow in the western part of Nevada, snow north of Las Vegas and the higher elevations in Nevada. And along the California-Nevada line, you've got snow all the way down to almost to Las Vegas, right there in the mountainous areas. And rain off to the west towards San Francisco and Oakland, and some patchy rain just north of Los Angeles tonight. So that's what the highways and byways are looking like right now. But be advised that later in the week, and I just put it up there on the Captain's America Truckers Group, I just put it up there for all the truckers to see, that later in the week you are going to have problems coming across. Because coming out of California, coming out of Arizona, where it's snowing right now around Flagstaff, Arizona, you are going to have that winter storm coming out onto the plains, I-40, I-70, I-80, and it looks like it could be interesting in some places with wind-driven snow. 6 to 10 inches in some area, more, of course, in the higher elevations in the mountains. Now, Moss Family Automotive and their four dealerships always bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And the reason that they're advertising on my program on an overnight national show, the reason they sponsor my studio is simple. People have shown up from as far away as Arizona, from as far north and west as Calgary, Alberta, Canada, as well as other parts of Canada, all the way across, including Newfoundland and Montreal and Toronto, to buy vehicles at Moss Family Automotive, because you serve, you save. Now, they don't care if you're from Canada and you've been in the military, if you're from Canada and you're a firefighter or an EMT or a police officer, as long as you can verify who you are and what you've done, you serve, you save. You get thousands of dollars off a brand-new vehicle, whether it's a Moss Nissan, whether or not it's a Moss Family Chevrolet vehicle, or whether or not it's one of their certified pre-owned wholesale to the public vehicles at the Moss Family Automotive dealership now in Homosassa Springs, where you can buy one or you can buy a truckload, whatever you want to do, at wholesale prices. Because, again, you serve, you save. All active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all 911 operators, too. Show your identification, and you will get preferred pricing. Thousands of dollars taken off a vehicle. For example, the 2018 Titans right now, $10,500, boom, gone off the list price, whatever it is, gone off the list price. That's number one. Trade in your vehicle, whatever, reduce that off the price. And then when you get done, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's another $500 off your deal. So, Moss Family Chevrolet, their number, 813-969-2600, or look them up online, mossfamilychevrolet.com. Moss Family Automotive Group, look them up at mosscars.com or mossnissan.com, which includes Crystal River and Newport Richey, because they are wheeler dealing the Nissans right now. Let me tell you, the Rogues, I've seen some tremendous deals on Rogues. We had somebody show up and buy a Murano, because before I was driving this Titan, I was driving a Murano. Loved that vehicle very much. Great vehicle, SUV. Very economical. And I'm surprised that this 4x4 that I've got is getting 18.5 miles to the gallon out on the highway, and there are a couple of places where I set the cruise and go for longer drives, and I can get 22 to 23 miles to the gallon with that truck, with that big V8. And it is a 390-horsepower V8 engine that's under the hood of that truck. Talk about towing power, it's got it. Haven't had a chance to do any four-wheeling yet, but I'm going to this weekend. I'm going to go somewhere where I can take that thing out, even if I drive it through a state park or drive it on the beach in Daytona, whatever, but I'll figure something out. So, 727-815-3095, the number for the Nissan dealers and the Moss Wholesale to the Public, Moss Family Automotive Group store. All right, coming up, right after the top of the hour news break, Ms. Rosemary, a prayer intercessor. I know she's got plenty to say, got a message out there. Hello to Ed, Trucker Ed. Hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. Hello to Richard, our Marine. Hello to Al. Hello to Steve in Thailand. And hello to everybody else chiming in tonight that I haven't had a chance to see your message yet, but I'll go take a look right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.